Chuck Swirsky is in the building. Swirsk, how you doing?
Well, I'm actually at the United Center, not at the ACC. But that's all right, because I'm in your house.
You are in this building.
We are occupying a time slot that used to be occupied by the one and only Chuck Swirsky. Good to have you back on these airwaves in and around this time.
You got to love the Fan 590.
Agreed. Horns. Fan 590. Fan 590.
So this is a big game, is it not, Chuck?
You're right. Lincoln Way right now is playing Samberg.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a huge game here in Chicago. Oh, you mean the game later tonight?
Yeah. Lincoln Lane High School?
Or were you talking about last night's hockey game?
Yeah, no.
We're talking
about the Bulls and the Raptors tonight, United Center.
The Bulls and the Raptors. Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, it is, you know what I mean? Listen, I get it. It's only late December, but these two teams could meet for the Eastern Conference Championship, with all due respect to Cleveland and Atlanta and Washington and whatnot. But, you know, we'll have a pretty good test. I mean, I wish DeRozan was playing, and I wish our roster, meaning the Bulls, I wish the Bulls were healthy so we could kind of get a feel about what's going on, because it's really tough when you don't have a full complement of your core players on the floor. But having said that, it still is going to be a very good game.
Bulls and Raptors tonight on Sportsnet 1, 8 p.m. Eastern. You're listening to it here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What has Pau Gasol done for that team, Chuck? Because it seems, I know the record isn't what the Raptors is, but when you look at that squad, with Pau in the mix, they're built for the long haul, aren't they?
Well, they're built for low post play, which is good, because I don't think you can win a championship just shooting threes or long range jumpers. You've got to establish yourself at the post to at least give yourself an opportunity maybe to open up, you know, some lanes and allow your guards to attack the rim. And he's done just that. You know, when the ball club acquired Boozer as a free agent 5 years ago, and he played the first four, and as you know, he was amnesty, he's playing for the Lakers right now, the thought was, okay, maybe we've got a low post presence. And as it turned out, Boozer became a turnaround jump shooter from the baseline or from the left wing. But Pau Gasol's a legitimate back to the basket, good old fashioned. I'm going to use my, you know, up and under or turnaround baby hook in the post. And because of that, I think it's given the Bulls a different look this year, guys. And I think they're better offensively because of it.
Chuck Swirsky joining us here on Tim and Sid in advance of the Bulls and the Raptors tonight in Chicago. Chuck, will the amount of heat that Derrick Rose takes for his injury woes ever lead to the end of Derrick Rose in Chicago?
Well, you know, let me just say this. Here's the common fan. They get upset when he doesn't play, and then he plays the next night or two nights later, whatever the case may be, has an 18 to 20-point game, 6 or 7 assists, and the crowd loves him. I mean, that's the human nature of the sports fan. So I get that. You know, I still think he's a very popular player in this city. And I think as long as the Bulls win and he's on the floor, everything is great. But as you know, and we've both covered sports for a long time, the sports fan is very fickle by nature. And they love when your team wins, and when your team loses, they point the finger. And, I mean, there's a difference between a player being hurt and a player being injured. And he has been injured. He's had 2 major knee surgeries over the last 3 years. He has missed a considerable amount of time. And because of that, I think people are impatient, but they also have to understand that, you know, you have torn meniscus, you have an ACL, that you're not going to be 100% for a while. And he's still, you know, getting through some things. This is not a straight line here.
Yeah.
Chuck Swirsky here on Tim and Sid. Bulls and Raptors, kind of a big deal tonight on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Chuck, do you think without Rose, considering the low post play that team has, considering what Jimmy Butler has been able to do,
considering the coach
who we all respect, can this team win the conference without Rose?
I think it would probably, is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? I don't know. I think you need Rose on the floor to win a championship. You know, could it happen? Sure, it could happen. I mean, they've gone the playoffs before without him. But you're talking about going really deep. You're talking about winning three rounds. And you're talking about, okay, could they win a round, a first round, steal a second round? Sure. But then if you play a seven-game series, could you beat Toronto in a seven-game series without Rose? Wow. You know, that would be tough. I mean, you'd really have to ask Heinrich and Aaron Brooks and then somebody to come out of nowhere to pick up the slack because, I mean, Rose attracts a crowd. He puts the ball on the floor. He does a lot of things extremely well. I don't think we'll be able to really measure what's going on with either club until the third week in April because I think health is going to be a big issue for a lot of clubs in this league. And because of that, let me turn that down here. Thank you. Because of that, I think we won't really have an opportunity to get an idea of what's going on until that happens. And when it happens, it happens. But as you know, the Bulls have gone into a situation the last few years where they have not been healthy. And because they haven't been healthy, it's cost them.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Chuck, we are really looking forward to this game tonight, and we really appreciate you taking some time for us.
No problem, guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you.